Tantor Audio presents Cole's Redemption by J.D. Tyler. Narrated by Kirsten Potter. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. William Shakespeare. 1. The white wolf scented the air, searching for her prey. The commander hadn't ventured into the forest lately, but that would change. Sooner or later, the traitorous bastard would come out of his stronghold, venture beyond the protection of brick and mortar, past the magical boundary erected by the sorcerer. He'd put aside the shadows on his soul, even if temporarily. He'd forget that his ability as a seer was severely hampered when it came to his own impending death. Longing for solitude, to feel the wind in his face, his toes digging into the soft earth, he'd let his wolf loose, go for a run. And if all went as planned, he would never return. Settling in, she watched, waited. She burned to see the expression on his face when he realized his past had finally come to call, that, in a great twist of irony, he had sired his own executioner, and his sins would be paid for with his blood. It was all that mattered, all she lived for. Soon, her father would die.
"The vampire problem is becoming increasingly unstable," Nick Westfall said, face grim as he studied each member of his Alpha Pack team of shifters. "If we don't get a handle on the rogues, they're going to end up exposing the entire paranormal world to the human race."